If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
How to help your dog deal with seasonal allergies. For some people, seasonal allergies are a real pain. Whether you're bothered by a runny nose, itchy eyes, or endless sneezing, it can be a tough time of year to endure. Just like their human parents, some dogs suffer from the aggravating effects of seasonal allergies as well. Dogs can be allergic to natural seasonal substances. This can include plant and tree pollens, mold spores, dust, feathers, and fleas. A dog's allergy symptoms are generally similar to those experienced by humans. The immune system overreacts to one or more offending substances, leading to itchiness and irritation. Your dog may lick or scratch themselves, develop irritated eyes, or sneeze repeatedly. Some dogs experience itchy, swollen skin, while others suffer from diarrhea and vomiting. In certain cases, a secondary infection may develop. Here are a few things you should do to help control any discomfort your dog may be dealing with due to seasonal allergies and reduce the risk of more serious problems. Adapt your daily walk routine. If possible, avoid walking your dog in the early morning or late afternoon when pollen levels are typically highest. Steer clear of fields and parks where offending plants are common. When you return home, wipe your dog's body and paws with a moist cloth or hypoallergenic fragrance-free grooming wipe from your local pet store. This will remove excess pollen and other allergens from your dog's fur and skin without the hassle of a full bath. Pay special attention to the paws, as the sensitive skin here is often affected by allergens. Some pet parents soak their dog's paws in apple cider vinegar to remove pollen and other substances. If using this method, mix 2 parts water with 1 part apple cider vinegar. Another solution is to put boots on your dog's paws to prevent them from stepping in irritants and then tracking them into your house. Clean the air and other surfaces. Inside your home, regularly change air filters to cut down on airborne allergens that enter through open doors and windows. Running an air conditioner or dehumidifier will help remove moisture from interior air, making it harder for mold to grow. Minimize the amount of time your dog spends in damp environments, such as basements, bathrooms, or laundry rooms. Vacuum at least once a week, and remember to clean curtains and rugs that may have picked up dust and pollen. Here are more things you can do to control your dog's allergies. Don't sleep on it. The surfaces your dog comes into contact with at bedtime can become covered in allergens, so make sure they're kept clean by being washed in hot water every week. Consider putting towels or blankets on top of beds, yours and theirs, and chairs to make sure this task is easier and keep offending substances away from the surface underneath. Also, make sure any soft toys your dog plays with get washed regularly. Jump in the bath. Prevent dry, itchy skin by giving your dog a bath more often with veterinarian advice. Wash their fur with a gentle, hypoallergenic, anti-itch shampoo that contains a soothing ingredient such as oatmeal or aloe. Some dog owners give their pet a 10-minute soak in a bath mixed with a gentle moisturizing oil. Supplement your dog's diet. Try giving your dog a natural dietary supplement such as fish oil or a fatty acid such as omega-3 or omega-6 to reduce itchiness and improve overall skin health. Coconut oil has also been shown to suppress allergic reactions while contributing to healthier skin. My dog Jeffrey suffers from allergies every year during the season. He gets very flaky skin, his fur and skin get oily and stinky, he loses fur. I always supplement his diet this time of year with Nature Vet Skin and Coat Plus and bathe him with Nudie Antimicrobial Shampoo. Both of the products help, but he still gets some skin problems. This year, I also added Canine Natural Freeze-Dried Tripe, which contains lots of probiotics and vitamins, and Carnivore's Ground Sprouted Seed Mix, Fluorophore. It's a whole food supplement bursting with live probiotics and enzymes. Adding these 2 additional foods to Jeffrey's diet has made all the difference. His skin is not oily, missing, or stinky, and he has very few flakes. We carry all these products at Kibbles and are happy to discuss them with you. I hope these tips help your itchy doggies. Until next week, this is Krista with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.